Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, how are you? This is Radio 1 with Scott, and we're halfway through the week, Wednesday. Ah, oh, right, it's us on the way home until 7 o'clock. Chappers is running late. He is interviewing a footballer. It's not his fault, apparently. He's just got a text saying that the footballer was late, so his interview is overrunning. But that doesn't matter, because I have somebody here who is replacing Becky today. We tried to replace her yesterday with clips of her.
Why?
I don't know, because it didn't work, did it?
Nope.
but didn't still really feel like she was here.
Amazing. I don't even have a fish slice.
So she's off all week. So instead, we've got the babe in the booth, the fox in the box from Five's Right Stuff. Kirsty, hi.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
You are now Becky.
Oh, cool. So, I quite like the name Becky, actually. I think if I was to choose a different name, I would probably choose Becky.
But welcome along. It's not going to be too taxing. All you've got to do is laugh at stuff I say. that's it. Good. And come up with the occasional kind of sarky comment.
Yeah, right.
And also, we will get you to, like you do on the telly, read out some emails and texts and stuff from our listeners.
Brilliant.
All right.
Lovely.
So, how long are you going to stay around for? Do you want to stay around for a while, or?
Yeah,
we haven't really planned this, have we?
We haven't really, no. Should we see how it goes?
Let's see how it goes. Thanks so much for bringing in my headset.
I know. How cool is that?
If you've seen Kirsty on The Right Stuff on Five, you know she sits behind a pointless...
A pointless screen of plastic
and wears a headset. And she has actually bought in the headset for me to wear. So even though you can't see this, be assured, listeners, I am wearing that very same headset now. I look like Kirsty. I look like Britney. I look like Madonna.
Do you know, I wouldn't say you look like me, to be honest, Scott.
Well, you know what I mean.
Not really. Is that enough sarcasm for you?
Yeah, that's quite good. So, I have it affixed now.
Do you know what's really frustrating about that headset?
Yes, it's the headset.
It's conflicting with the
mic. What's annoying about it?
It flattens your hair. You know, when you I spend ages, you probably do believe it if you know me, I spend ages in makeup.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just create this perfect style and, you know, there you go.
Doesn't matter, we're on the radio, it's all fine. Right, let's see how it goes then. Kirsty is our babe in the booth today. We haven't got a booth at the moment, but we're working on it.
I don't even have a fish slice.
No, it doesn't work, Becky.
I don't even have a fish slice.
Get rid of that now. Radio 1 Podcast. Hi, Chappers.
Hi, Scott.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
You're super out of breath.
Not super out of breath. I'm not that unfit. I might be slightly out of breath.
Have you been running?
Yes. No. I'm just thinking I might pant for the afternoon for you.
Thanks for coming in anyway.
Now, don't start... Yes, I am a little bit out of breath. I apologise.
Where have you been?
I've been to a Premier League football club to interview a Premier League footballer who may have been slightly late turning up for the interview. I'm not necessarily saying that was his fault. Mm. It may have been somebody at the club's fault, but equally it might not have been anybody's fault and just one of those things.
I have explained to the listeners already that it wasn't your fault.
Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, he was roughly 90 minutes late for the interview, but a very nice man.
Good.
But I don't think we need to say who it was.
No. Chappers, meet today's Becky. It's Kirsty.
Hi, Kirsty.
Hi, how are you, Chappers?
Very good, thank you.
You're
how are you?
You're a bit sweaty, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's sat beside me and I can see it.
Yeah. So, Kirsty's going to be our very own...
It's a good luck I find when you have a new girl in the studio.
Our very own babe in the booth today.
Yes.
And we are in the process of getting a booth together, because it must feel a bit weird with you not having the booth and all.
Yeah, I feel a little bit exposed if I, you know.
So we've sent Ian out, who works on the show, to find some...
Is he a well-known handyman?
Well, look, we've already got a bit of it. Look,
it's
behind you.
It's brown, and it's got stains on it.
Yeah, but this is radio, it's fine. I just want you to be in your booth. What do you think of that, Chops? We just found that.
Yeah, you haven't really...
It's quite nice to be out, though, I have to say.
Hmm. You haven't put a great deal of thought into it, have you, really?
Hang on a second. He's only just started.
Okay.
I know Ian, right? I know he'll get onto it, he'll accept the challenge, and he'll find us a booth.
At the moment, it looks like she's going to do some kind of rubbish puppet show from behind it.
It'll get better. We're building it all the time. Oh, we've got a sign now. Look, he's just printed it off, Babe in the Booth.
Right, so you've got one plank of wood and a sign that says Babe in the Booth.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's been off her holiday, her rain-soaked holiday in Greece.
Why? Why?
Because she says she misses us.
Oh.
She's been on her posh phone, sent us a picture, which I've got here on email. She's saying she's having a lovely time, despite the weather. Sorry. And heavy rain again tomorrow. Rubbish. She says, Scott, you would love it here. Look, a whole meal of just beetroot.
Gio, are you a beetroot lover
as
well?
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Beetroot sandwiches?
We just talked about this only a couple of weeks ago. Me and Becky, we love a bit of beetroot.
I love a beetroot.
It's good, isn't it? It is good.
I think it's probably the best.
But
sandwich.
A whole meal of beetroot? Yes. See, I'm going to go Greece quite soon. I've been there before.
You don't have to go to Greece to have a beetroot meal.
No, but the whole meal.
A jar would do it.
No, but the whole. This is in a restaurant. She just sent me a picture. It's a whole meal made out of beetroot. Now that's what I'm talking about.
What do you mean a whole meal?
How big is this
meal? What do you mean a whole meal made? A whole meal made out of beetroot is just
a meal.
Beetroot.
Yes.
No, maybe it's like a chicken made out of beetroot, and then
it's
chips
still
made
just
out of beetroot.
Well, I'm sold anyway. Hi, Becky. She's probably listening.
Isn't it strange?
She's got that boyfriend with her that has that amazing ability to tune into Radio 1 wherever they are in the world.
But isn't it interesting that Becky chooses today to get in touch when we have somebody here who's replacing her?
Funny that. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Kirsty is our Becky today. Hi.
Hi.
Can I just point out you don't have to point to her every time you do it because
it's
I now know who she is.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
And she's from The Right Stuff, which I was on last week on 5. And Kirsty, what have you got on the email machine?
Oh, we've got a few. We've got one here from Laura who says, Hi Scott, it's Laura off in Lincoln. I went to the comedy gig last night and it was all fine. I did talk to him, but he wasn't mean at all. Plus, I laughed a lot.
This is the girl we spoke to yesterday who was going to go to her first ever comedy gig.
Right.
And she'd booked some tickets in the front row, sitting in the front.
Never do that.
We know that is the first rule of going to a comedy gig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't do that. But apparently, yeah, she did talk to him, but there was no kind of humiliation. In fact, she laughed a lot. Good. Any more?
There are a few, Scott, but to be honest, I feel a little bit strange reading them out because they're about me.
Okay, give them to me then.
I'll do them.
Oh, okay, Chappers will do them. Okay.
There you go.
Go.
Amazing. Radio 1 playing Tiësto. That's not it, is it?
No.
Right.
I could have read that one.
Babe in the Booth is very lucky. Voice for radio, face for TV. Love
I'm
her.
I'm lucky
Paul
it's not the other
Cardiff.
Way around then.
Mm, yeah. They say that about us, don't they?
They
voice
do,
for radio,
yeah.
Face for TV.
Yeah, that's what they say.
She is the fox in the box from Robin Milton Keynes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, isn't it?
Oh, is it just two?
It's just the two.
Radio 1 Podcast. Booty Love with Say It, and that was Red Hot Chili Peppers, Pretender on Radio... What? No. Foo Fighters and Pretender on Radio 1.
Are you all right?
Sorry. I'm a bit distracted by the box that is being built before my very eyes. Ian, who's working on the show today, is trying to recreate the booth that Kirsty on The Right Stuff on 5 sits in every day.
We haven't got any goldfish yet, though, and we have had texts asking that,
yeah.
Haven't we?
What is with those goldfish that you sit next to?
Well, there were three initially, apparently, before I started, and there was Brad, Angelina and Jennifer. And unfortunately, when the cleaner came in to take Jennifer out, she died.
Right, so Jen's off now.
So Jen's off, and we've just got Brad and Angelina.
Right.
You know, I mean, they keep me company in
there. They don't do anything.
The cleaner just took her out and then what? Forgot about her?
I'm not sure. She took her out and I... It's the gestures that have been made in here that's making me giggle. Basically, Jen's dead.
Yeah, but what, accidentally hoovered her up or what?
I don't know. I just...
Well, hang on.
Maybe they didn't want to hurt my feelings by just saying, Kirsty, unfortunately,
the
cleaner killed Jen.
Has the Right Stuff got so much money that each fish has its own personal cleaner?
Maybe. Plainly. I have to feed them every day. I'm responsible for their little lives.
God, you've got so much to do. You've got to read out the emails. You've got to read out
do
the
you know
texts.
What? I know. It's the list is endless,
feed
Scott.
The fish.
It really is.
Right, so what's the... Ian?
Yeah, what is this now?
Well, this is what I found.
It's on the back of Enya,
upstairs.
By the way.
This is Matt Fincham's, by the way. I stole it from Matt Fincham, but it's quite a good booth. If we turn it round, so it's not got Enya.
There's
on
a
the
big
front.
Picture of Enya on the front. Ask your mum.
On a horse.
On a horse. Okay, if you put that together with the other bit,
yeah.
What can we use for the... Because we need a bit that's like the glass bit that...
Yeah, we were thinking maybe cling film.
We'll get some of that, yeah. Could you?
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, thanks.
I hope I don't suffocate in there.
You've got a thing there that you want to read out, haven't you, Kirsty?
Do you know what? Well, it's quite interesting, actually, because the stats show that actually a third of men talk on the phone while they're on the loo. That's absolutely vile. But do you know what? I agree with that. Because I know someone who does that.
Yeah.
Scott, do you do that?
Yes. I have been known to in the past.
I'd be offended if somebody phoned me from the loo.
No, when you've done it, have you, what, standing up?
We've talked
sitting,
about this before.
Standing up or sitting down?
Oh, no, never sitting down.
Oh, actually, I would say never standing up, because you're more in danger of dropping it down the loo. Then,
no, I can
you?
Multitask. But then sometimes that's how my phones get... that's why I have about 8 phones a year.
Right. Yeah. With a waterproof case.
I quite like it. You just came up with a random fact there, Kirst, for no
yeah,
particular
no,
reason.
Yeah, no, I'm full of randomness, Scott.
Yeah, really good.
I really, thank you.
We'll keep that up.
I will do.
And we'll get some more texts in a minute. Kirsty, the fox in the box, is here from The Right Stuff on 5. You all right, chappers? You calm down a bit now?
Yeah, but I'm less sweaty now. It's good.
Hey, guess what? You're going to love this. You know we do some calls with some celebrities sometimes where we maybe slow you down a bit.
Yeah.
And we do it on the media player. It's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
We've already called some of your favourites, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
We took the liberty of giving Leona Lewis a call.
Uh-huh.
We've done some more.
Right.
Which you can hear in a minute.
Oh,
this
good.
Is Paloma Faith.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so you know how this works by now. We have got some clips and we've slowed them down a bit. These are clips of chappers.
It's been one of the most unpopular features you've ever done, I think, hasn't it?
No.
Kids are so mean sometimes. When I was 9, these girls at school would sing Achy Breaky Heart while dunking my head in a toilet.
Is that what you actually sound like when you had a few drinks?
I just tend to fall asleep after a few drinks, actually. Okay. So,
there's a toilet theme going on here, isn't
it? Yeah, so that's quite normal.
That's Kirsty, for you.
Quite normal. So what we've been doing is organising some top interviews with some people that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
First off, we organised a little chat with Leona Lewis, and, you know, she was expecting to do an interview with that nice chappers off Radio 1, and then this happened.
OMG, you are so cute.
Oh, thank you.
It's important to have a great bra.
Yeah.
So now Leona thinks...
She was still flirting until the bra comment.
Well, no, she thinks you're
no,
drunk and perv.
No, she was flirting until the bra comment, she was flirting.
Then we called your favourite, Katy Perry, with the slowed down clips again. And it started well, actually, because she did remember you. Listen.
How are you?
Really good. Yeah, then it went wrong.
Yeah.
How are you?
Drunk.
At least you're honest.
OMG, you are so cute. Shut up. Saggy boobs.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I understand that.
Katy Perry. Normally that's worked in the past.
Katy Perry also thinks you're a drunken lech now.
Right.
Now, we have done a couple more.
Oh, good.
Do you think this is affecting your reputation in the music industry at all?
In the music industry?
Or just generally?
Crikey, no, I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
In other industries, maybe, okay. But certainly not in the music industry, blimey.
Who else do you quite fancy?
Who else do I quite fancy?
Called Katy Perry.
Right.
Who else? Think about it. Off the telly?
Off the telly?
Mm. Well, and off the music as well, but on the TV. Got a new single out at the moment.
Cheryl.
That's right, Cheryl Cole. So, right. We have made a call.
Nah.
Cheryl's got a new song coming out. Of course she'd like to do an interview with that nice chappers off Radio 1. Sorry about this.
Hi.
Are you going to tell me who this is at the moment?
It's Cheryl.
Yeah. I do like Katy Perry. She does. She does look very good.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, no.
She was still so sweet.
Oh, no. She thinks you're drunken.
Where have you got that I like Katy Perry from? That wasn't in one of the audio books that I recorded.
Just something I found. Oh, now she thinks you're a drunken lech as well. So that's Cheryl Cole, Leona Lewis and Katy Perry. All think you're a drunken perv.
None of them have said no, though, have they yet?
Well, they just generally hang up. Right, we've done one more. Okay?
Right.
See if you can guess who this is.
Yes?
Who's that?
I have no idea who that is.
Do you want to hear it again?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay.
Billy Connolly.
No.
It's not, I know, no, no. Is it you doing the Scottish, is it you doing your Gerard Butler impression?
No.
Is it Gerard Butler?
Let's play it and you'll see.
Yes?
Are you going to tell me who this is at the moment?
This is Gordon Brown.
And are you quite important? I'll be very well behaved. And I'll try and make sure you're behaved as well.
Right.
Do you just want me to go?
There we are. That's
Gordon Brown.
That's you calling the Prime Minister, who now also thinks you're a drunken lech. So, job done, I think. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott on Radio 1. It's me and Chappers today, and Becky's off all week. She's on holiday with a Greek, but we've got Kirsty off of The Right Stuff from 5. Hiya.
Hey, hello, Scott.
Hi, we've got some more texts and stuff for you to read out in a minute. And also, your booth, which we're getting Ian off the show to work on, is looking pretty good now. It's got a sign that says Babe in the Booth on it. We're just getting some cling film to make it look like it's the booth.
How does the cling film work?
Well, it's just
clear.
Well,
I know how cling film works, but
it's just
gonna
clear, and therefore we're going to put it between like the ceiling and the actual booth and create the feeling of glass. Yeah. All right?
Yes, that's...
Look, we're doing what we can.
Then, it's fine.
Look, we're doing what we can with the materials that we have available.
But you've had since Monday. Wasn't it Monday when he spoke to you? Was it Monday?
What, a month ago? Yeah.
quite a few texts coming in about your call to Gordon Brown there.
Yeah.
I've got a confession to make. That wasn't actually... It was Gordon Brown, but that wasn't... We didn't make that call. We just made it up from some other clips that we had of Gordon Brown.
Right. So, I did think that you didn't have...
Drunk Chappers never
right.
rang Gordon Brown.
So you don't have Gordon Brown in your phone book?
No.
Because, as you have all the big names in your phone book, like Rav and Barry Chuckle and everything, I'd have thought Gordon Brown would have fitted right in there.
I've got more of a confession to make. None of those calls that we did were real.
None of them?
No. Not Leona, not Katy Perry, not Cheryl Cole. We just pieced them together with other interview clips. So they never happened.
Not even the Katy bit where it sounded like she knew who I was?
No.
Damn.
Sorry. So your reputation is intact. It's fine.
That's like a bit of, part of me is sad about that because it did sound like she actually remembered me.
Right, I reckon I could have totally got away with that because the Leona one and the Katie one and the Cheryl one all quite believable. It wasn't until the truly rubbish Gordon Brown one. I think I could have had you going forever on that. I quite like the idea that he would
have suggested that Gordon Brown can't even get a prank phone call right.
No, I'm just saying that it's hard to find clips of Gordon Brown to place in a phone call with drunk Chappers. It just doesn't sound right. For instance, here he is answering his own phone. This would really happen. And then just listen to how it goes on.
Are you going to tell me who this is at the moment?
This is Gordon Brown.
And are you quite important? I'll be very well behaved.
That's all we could find. Just him going, yes, Gordon Brown, and that's it.
So right.
I think that kind of gave the game away a little bit.
Do you feel ashamed of yourself now?
Well, I'm just pleased that, you didn't actually ring him.
And that my reputation is intact.
Absolutely, 100%. Podcast. Right, we've got some emails there from the email machine. That's what he says, isn't it, Matthew Wright? What have you got, Kirsty, there from the email machine?
Well, thanks very much, Scott. First in, I always call people from the toilet. I call it my office. Love you, Kel from Southampton.
Gross, next.
That's what we need to hear. I'm texting you from the loo now.
Don't want to know that, next.
My missus talks to me all the time from the loo. No shame in her. Kev from Belfast.
Okay, next.
Come on, Milsey, please give us the Shakira She-Wolf song with the horns. Please.
With the horns. Yeah, I horned it up the other day.
That was on a whim, though, wasn't
it?
Well, I just did it willy-nilly, but it is coming up, so if you want me to horn it up, then let me know on 8199. Next.
Oh, Scott, this is a good one. Scott, please do your Keira Knightley impression. I'm intrigued.
Hello, I'm Keira Knightley. That's it.
That's brilliant.
Thanks for those. 8199.
Did somebody really send that in, or has he added that himself?
Well, it's come in last
it's in
minute.
His handwriting, though, look.
Yeah, but it came in last minute on the text.
It came, show me the text.
It's here somewhere.
It's actually handwritten by Scott.
Why?
I didn't
Why?
Want to do
Three
my
Keira... 3 days after you last did a Keira Knightley impression, would somebody randomly at 5:10...
There's another one here that just says, Scott, I think you're absolutely brilliant. And that's in the same handwriting.
Oi! No, it's not.
Please read this one out first.
It is on there somewhere, I promise. Biffy Clyro. Hang on. Here's Ian with some more texts from the text machine. Is this proof? Is this proof that it was there? Read it out.
Scott, yeah, but this is just printed out on a bit of paper. You could have printed it out
on a
computer.
Well, he's just sent that over.
Yeah. Scott, can you do your Keira Knightley impression, please? That isn't in your handwriting, but it's just typed out.
There's no name either.
No name.
Ian's on my side. Ian's on my side.
Four kisses.
Oh, there was three on
mine. So it's definitely come from you.
Oh, whatever.
You're more likely to four kiss yourself than anybody else.
And now, Biffy Clyro. They were on the Live Lounge tour earlier. Joe Wiley popped round to their house in Ayrshire.
Do they live in a converted bus station?
They don't. I mean, they've had pretty cool houses this week, all the celebs so far, Kasabian and JLS. But check out the pictures and the videos online of Biffy Clyro with Joe. Simon from the band can play guitar and do keepy uppies at the same time. Can you do that?
No.
That's pretty cool.
That is very, very impressive.
What are keepy uppies?
Keeping a ball in the air without letting it hit the ground. With your feet. Right.
I like
how
you're actually showing me.
Also, you can hear the internet.
That isn't how you do it, obviously. That's just a rough idea.
That just looks like a really bad Michael Flatley impression.
How I play football.
It was Ben's flat they were in today. Ben from the band in Ayrshire.
Right, okay.
Not as good as the JLS Lunatic Asylum. No. But
this is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Me and Chappie just really had to keep out of the way during that bit there, didn't we? Sorry, while that song was on, it was all going off in here.
It was. I mean, slightly embarrassing, really, wasn't it?
Mm. We have Kirsty, who is the babe in the booth on the right stuff on 5 every morning. Mm. She sits behind that bit of glass which separates her from the rest of the panel, even though she's only like a couple of feet away. And we have now created our own booth. Do you feel better with that, Kirst?
I'm not sure.
Feel more at home? We're taking pictures of this.
Well, I'm sitting opposite Enya at the moment.
Isn't the slight problem with it that the way Ian and Internet Sam have built this booth is actually we can't see you over the top of it.
There is a slight problem with that.
So
you couldn't use this on Channel 5.
No, the bit that creates the booth is actually too big for you, and then there's just some cling film wrap.
They only had an hour.
Even if I was standing up, I still wouldn't be able to see through that.
No. Now, just describe the booth for people listening, Chappers.
Well, it's two wooden poles with a bit of white cardboard in between the wooden poles, and then above the white cardboard, some cling film wrapped round the poles to create
the glass look.
A perspex effect.
Yeah. Okay, smile for the camera, Kirsty. Oh, we can't see
it's
you.
It's irrelevant whether she smiles or not. You can just see the top of her head.
You can see the top of your head over the booth. Right, well, we'll get this online soon. BBC.co.uk.
Don't crash Radio 1 online now, with the demand here.
Now, I know what you're saying, but Jono off Unofficial Mills says they better put this on Twitter because there's lots of people that want to see the booth that we've made.
Yeah, I have a feeling Jono probably isn't wanting to see the booth.
All right, Jono, don't worry. We'll send it on to you and you can get it up there and on Unofficial Mills as soon as you can. It's looking good, though. I like that. We'll get you some more texts in a minute to read out and stuff. And we're gonna play Oh What's Occurring after Cascada's new track.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
We've got the Fox in the Box from 5's The Right Stuff playing along with Chappers today. It's Kirsty.
Oh, what's occurring?
Give us your scores, please. Whatever you get on 81199. Here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, you two.
Yeah.
You see this cheese I've got here?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called Stinking Pete. I've got it in a little container.
Stinking Pete. Do you think you should be opening it?
That's fine.
Yeah. Pete.
Smell that.
Hang on.
Have a smell.
Actually, it smells quite nice.
Yeah?
It's quite smelly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a... blue cheese.
Do you want to try some?
No, I'm all right at the moment. Sure. Thank you.
Kirsty, do you want to try some?
Only if you've got some crackers.
I was going to say, only if you've got some red wine.
Now, we were talking about celebrity cheeses. Do you remember earlier in the week?
Oh, yeah. Because Martin Platt off Coronation Street now makes his own cheese. Yeah.
And then that got onto us talking about if celebrities brought out their own range of cheese instead of their own range of perfume.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this, because it does stink, this is what we think Pete Doherty's cheese, if he had a celebrity one, would smell like.
Right.
So we've called it Stinking Pete. And we went out onto Stupid Street earlier, and we told them it was Pete Doherty's new cheese range. How many people on Stupid Street would buy Pete Doherty's new cheese, Stinking Pete, out of 5? Kirsty, what do you reckon?
3. Depends how stupid the street is.
Oh, it's stupid.
As stupid as you could possibly get.
Well, I'm still going to stick with 3.
Okay, Chappers?
4.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
If there was such a thing, would the people on Stupid Street buy Pete Doherty's new cheese range, Stinking Pete?
Some celebrities have brought out new cheeses. Who do you reckon brought this one out?
Kate Moss.
It's actually Pete Doherty, so not too far away there.
It's Pete Doherty?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and it's his cheese.
Yeah. Do you like the look of it?
No.
Would you ever try his cheese?
No. It doesn't look very good.
You want to smell it?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Which celebrity do you reckon made this cheese?
The guy who does Babe Watch or whatever it's called.
David Hasselhoff?
I think so, yeah.
It's actually Pete Doherty. And this is the first type of cheese which you can smoke.
You can actually smoke that cheese.
Yeah.
That is very creative.
Would you ever smoke cheese?
Well, I used to smoke, but I stopped smoking.
Okay.
If I was still smoking, yeah. I don't know, like, it would be something.
So you could be like a sociable cheese smoker.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what Lady Gaga smells like.
That's actually Pete Doherty. That's his cheese. Would that be something you'd ever try?
Yeah, probably.
It's actually the first type of cheese which you can smoke.
That's amazing.
Would you ever smoke cheese, you reckon?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You'd sit down there with a pipe and get a bit of
some cheese, yeah.
Pete Doherty made this cheese.
All right.
Would that be something you'd try?
Yeah, why not?
You think Pete Doherty cheese would be good?
Yeah, yeah.
And the special thing about this as well, which I don't know if you heard about this, it's the first type of cheese you can smoke.
Right. Okay.
Would you ever smoke cheese, do you reckon?
Quite possibly.
So, here's the cheese.
I love cheese.
It's actually Pete Doherty.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, yeah. It kind of stinks.
Yeah, it's quite strong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite a strong cheese. Interestingly, this is the first cheese that you can smoke.
Yeah, I love smoking cheese, yeah.
Smoking as in I-N, smoking.
Smoking cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, I love Stupid Street. I love this bloke in particular.
Yeah, I love smoking cheese, yeah.
I love smoking cheese.
I just say, please don't try and smoke cheese. You can't do that. We just thought we'd tell them on Stupid Street. Don't do that, because you'll end up with some fondue in your pipe. It's not a good look.
I love cheese.
It's actually Pete Doherty.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, yeah. It kind of stinks.
Yeah.
Would you ever smoke cheese, Jack?
Quite possibly.
Yeah. So, 4... We think. So Chappers.
Excellent.
Gets the point.
That's good stuff.
Sorry, Kirsty.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know JLS?
Yeah.
They were on with Joe Wiley yesterday. Joe Wiley went round to their house and did the whole show from there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, really good. Luckily, Marvin and Aston hid all the stuff they didn't want to find under the floorboards.
Did they take down their cheerleading calendar?
Don't know.
You know? All
right. Wasn't he the one that was hiding things underneath his bed?
Yeah.
Did we find out what those things were?
No. Because he hid them. Here's my question to you, you know. I found that JLS said, you know, a lot during yesterday's interview with Joe Wiley on the show, you know. How many times do you think, you know, they said, you know?
24.
Kirsty?
18.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Joe Wiley at JLS's house, you know?
You know what? It was all taken care of by our A&R. You know, this house, we love living in this flat, and it's great to have everyone here, and, you know, it seems like, you know...
It wasn't, you know, to be fair. I was just like,
you know.
The development, everyone's really like, you know.
They went, oh, well, you know.
You know.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice, you know.
You know, obviously, if, you know, we... You know, we worked with loads of, you know, the top producers.
You know, there's a bit saucy.
You know, you come out of a show like The X Factor, you know,
a full-time job.
Well, you know, they're very, you know, they're very exciting. Do you know what I mean?
You know, we're just enjoying every minute.
You know,
you're gonna get looked after.
You know, Marvin has got it. You know, that's my bag. You know, Marvin is a clean freak. You know, do you know what I mean? And you know, I'm do back.
In all, it goes on. In all,
oh my goodness,
62 your nose in there. Once again, sorry, Curse. Chappers gets the point.
Oh! What's the kidding?
You know? Right, OK, it's everyone's favourite. The one that doesn't speak. He loves to play the Swanee whistle. I'm going to play you three songs that he played earlier for us on the Swanee whistle. You just tell me what the song is.
Okay.
Let's do it. Here's your first one coming up now.
Oh!
What's this?
It sounds a bit like Jingle Bells, but I know it's not.
Okay. Well, what's your answer, please? Kirsty?
Can I just have another minute?
You're also a minute?
That's all I can give you, I'm afraid.
All his Swanee whistles sound the
same. Any song. Give it.
Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
Okay. What do you think?
Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
Let's find out. Go on, Chappers. Well done, Chops.
Thanks very much. But could the one that doesn't speak not dance along, please, okay, when the answer is revealed?
He was so excited.
Got another point there, Chappers.
I like his excitement.
Here's the next one. What is it then? Go on.
That is I've Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas. I'm sure of it.
Is that your answer, Kirsty?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep saying the same one until he plays it.
Chappers?
God, it sounds like something by Radiohead.
is that your answer?
Yeah.
Something by Radiohead.
The whole of Radiohead's back catalogue in one 20-second Swanee whistle.
Pick a song. Come on.
Radiohead, Creep.
Creep by Radiohead.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Oh, it's Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
Of course.
It's easy when you know. Okay, one more for you on the one that doesn't speak Swanee whistle hit.
I love how you take our microphones out so that we can hear it in its full joy.
Yeah.
So that there's no chance of us talking over it and spoiling his full Swanee whistle.
I don't want people talking over it when, you know, it's okay, a joy to listen to.
Yeah.
Right, one more. Tricky, this one. Chappers?
I go, Pussycat Dolls, Don't You?
Okay. Kirsty?
She's desperately trying to cheat, I have to
tell I'm not trying... How could I possibly cheat?
Well, by asking him for the answers.
That's not cheating, that's just being inquisitive.
Oh, right, okay.
What? I'm going to go with... I mean, I'm going to go 50-50 on this. I'm either going to go with the Pussycat Dolls or I'm going to go with Shakira.
Okay, which one? Well, he said go for Shakira, I would.
Yeah.
Let's find out. No. Of course, it's Freak Me by Another Level. No points. Beautiful. Thank you, one that doesn't.
Do you know what's really funny? He doesn't dance when the music actually kicks in with the whistle, but he'll dance when it's just the whistle.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think he'd reverse it.
Yeah.
I have so many wrong images nasty, in my head at the moment.
Nasty, nasty, nasty. Chappers wins today's Oh, What's a Care? But never mind.
You've had
a lovely time, haven't you?
I've had a great time,
yeah.
Scott.
All right.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chappers, guess what?
What?
I've got my own wax work.
You've got your own wax work?
Yeah, you wouldn't think that would happen, would you?
Go on, then.
I'll show you. It's in Heat magazine, the new one, which we just nipped to the newsagent and got earlier.
Okay.
God, they have so much free stuff with this, don't they? It's like a whole another magazine fell out. Page 62.
It's the front cover that fell out of it. That's not another magazine. It's just you've broken the magazine and...
The front covers fell off. Oh, actually,
one happy customer. I've got two free magazines.
That's just the front cover, Scott.
Kirsty, the fox in the box, the babe... fox in the bath.
Fox in the bath.
The babe in the booth.
And we struggled to make a box, let alone a bath. That could be...
From The Right Stuff on Five, she's with us. She's our Becky today. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, look at this waxwork. It's not supposed to be me. It's supposed to be Ant off Ant and Dec. Check it out.
Okay.
Have a look at it.
Well, they've accidentally made it look like you. Or...
Well, it's one of those that didn't quite turn out right.
So they've got photos in Heat magazine, different, and then Ant and Dec give their thoughts on the photos of them, yeah?
Yes.
Right. So this photograph is entitled Plastic People. Mm-hmm. Dec says, these are our waxworks. Ant, I look like Scott Mills.
And it kind of does.
It does, actually.
It looks more like... me than Ant.
It does really look like you. Slightly paler and in a better suit.
Have a look,
but
Kirst.
Apart from
which
that,
one is he? Where is that?
He's the one on the left.
Oh my goodness.
It is me. Where do you think those waxworks are? Are they Madame Tussauds? Are they Louis Tussauds?
Do you know what? You've got the same lips.
Who?
And
me and Ant.
Yeah, I'm just looking at
and also,
you have.
Kirst.
Oh, and the same large forehead.
Oi.
That's not very nice.
She
Scott,
said
I know.
His is bigger than mine, forehead.
Because you've got hair covering it.
Yeah.
At the top.
Brush forward desperately.
Shut up. So, I don't know where those waxworks are, but if Ant and Dec ever get better ones done, I will have that one.
What will you do with it?
Just put it in my house.
What?
That'd
just...
be really scary.
No, so, I think it'd
be
great.
Do you not think it's slightly egotistical to get your own waxwork into your own house and then just sit and look at it?
Oh, no, you could drive round with him. Just have him in the passenger seat. That would be really
that
cool.
That would freak people out.
Or have him in the back seat facing outside the window.
Yeah, with the hand up.
Yeah, so when you drive past people, they see people that are coming past you.
Yeah.
They see in front of you. And
maybe
then
a sign up saying,
you.
Help me. Anyway, I would quite like that.
I know you would.
Yeah. If the waxwork people are listening, when you do better Ant and Dec ones...
You could use it as like a... You could practice hairstyles on it before you
yes,
then
I could.
Come out.
Yeah, and clothes.
Yeah. Okay,
try out your outfits.
Yeah. No, I'm all for it myself.
70 different ways to hide the receding hairline. Radio 1
Podcast. Right, let me run this by you, okay? One of my friends is...
Only, yeah.
It is one of it's a girl, one of my friends. Okay. It's getting married. Getting married in a month's time.
Fair enough then, I believe you.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And her fiancé isn't, I wouldn't say annoyed, but he is just a bit surprised at the amount of ex-boyfriends she is inviting to the wedding.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because there are quite a few. And... she has invited...
Quite a mouthful of tea then.
Don't joke.
Is she... Is she now a reformed character? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think she might be, yeah.
Right.
I don't really... I've not known her... I've only known her a couple of years.
Right.
And she's been seeing him for all of that time, right. So I don't know about the
but
past.
But you've heard the stories about the past.
No, I haven't heard any of the stories. Don't care. I think she listens now at this time.
Do you know what? It's difficult as well, isn't it? Because, you know, is it... We had this on the show once. You know, is it wrong to stay in touch with your exes? Because a lot of guys, you know, do, don't they?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, is six too many to invite to the wedding? Six exes.
Well, yeah. Out of how many, though? How many percentages? What are we talking here?
I don't know how many there have been,
If it's like
6 out of 100,
then that's not so bad. If
I don't know.
If it's 6 out of 7, then,
but
you
does,
know.
Does that look bad, is what I'm saying? I just want to discuss this with you.
Well,
it's
how,
six
how attractive
too
many. Are
six
they?
6 out of 100 does kind of look bad.
No, it's not out of 100. It's not out of 100.
No, but it doesn't, does it? Because she's only inviting 6 of them. She could have invited
No, but that looks bad, doesn't
she's
it?
She's another 94.
Yeah, but you'd be paying for all of those ex-boyfriends. Well, they're only paying for 6.
Oh, well, I'm sure that'll be of comfort.
If you're talking
too.
Of monetary.
Yeah, but imagine it from a boy's point of view.
94 ex-boyfriends, just 6 of them.
Imagine being the groom and thinking that most of the people in the congregation have got knowledge of your wife.
Are they having their own special table?
Oh, God, that would be bad.
That would be funny.
This reminds me of a birthday party I had a few years ago. Quite a few years ago.
What, with all your friends' ex-boyfriends?
No, it was just a... I invited a lot of exes and it all went wrong. Maybe about
How did it go wrong?
Because they all compared dates of when they were going out with me, and some of them overlapped.
Oh, my God, right.
Oh,
only
yeah.
by a week or so, and I think it was them just
oh,
getting their
fine,
dates wrong.
Then. It was only a week.
Why did you invite them all?
I just thought it would be a good idea. You know when you think, oh, I like all of them.
Do you know what? I think
surely
the
they'll all get
reason,
along.
The same reason he wrote, oh, Scott, you're so brilliant, read that out on air. Scott, please do your Keira Knightley impression. It's that whole, it's that
Look,
same
now,
thing,
great.
Isn't it?
I could invite a lot of
yeah.
exes to my
no,
party.
How many
not
can I invite?
At all.
And it was they could all talk about me.
It was a long time ago.
So, please, okay. Whatever you do, don't talk about me. Yeah.
Right, it's 6 too many. That's all I need to know from you two.
Just sit down and talk to the waxwork.
We're not getting anywhere with this. Is 6
well,
too many?
Been, might as well have been the waxwork.
Yeah, 6 is too many.
Okay.
I think 1's too many to a wedding, to be honest.
Really?
I do as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll
I
pass that on.
My exes.
I'll pass that on. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Talking about one of my mates who's getting married soon and wants to know if 6 ex-boyfriends is too many to invite to the wedding. Katie in Essex, one of her exes, was their best man.
Wow.
Now that's yeah. just a little bit weird, isn't it?
She's in Essex. What?
Why are you enforcing that?
No, I've just said Katie from Essex.
Yeah, I know, but you now said it 3 times. You normally only mention the place somebody's from once.
I don't know
are
why I did that.
Are you quite sore about that?
No, I don't know why I did that.
Did you
that.
Know Katie?
I don't know. No, I don't know Katie at all, no. Now, this is interesting. From Mike in Cheltenham, he once went to a wedding and already had intimate knowledge of the bride and all the bridesmaids. So I don't think that was at the wedding. Obviously, I think beforehand. But yeah, good work, Mike. Well done.
And I thought you were going to say there the bride and the groom.
I
the way,
as well,
the way
I
you started that story.
And the groom.
I bet that's happened, though.
You just don't know, do you?
Daryl in Lincoln has been on saying, will your friend will she be wearing white? Hypocrite. I think we've given up on that whole white thing a few years
yeah,
ago, haven't we, really?
Yeah.
Ivory.
Chappers is that fine, is it, Ivory? if you've got 6 ex-boyfriends in the congregation,
do you know what, though?
Ivory's
say,
fine.
If it depends how you split up with them. If they treated you really badly and then all of a sudden they became your friend, I'd invite them and just walk down the aisle and go, ha, ha, ha.
Okay. Girls, eh?
Yeah.
Girls.
We'll never understand them, will
I
we,
I don't
Scott?
Get it. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.